presidential family hour of stars. Each week, the Prudential Insurance Company of America, the company with the strength of Gibraltar, brings you one of its family of six great Hollywood stars. Dana Andrews, Kirk Douglas, Irene Dunne, James Stewart, Jane Wyman, and Loretta Young, in a series of classic stories from the literature of the stage, novels, and the screen, with the music of Carmen Dragon. Today we present a radio adaptation of Ernest Hemingway's The Short Happy Life of Francis McComber. Our star, James Stewart. Reader, you will simply never believe it, but Margot and Francis McComber of the Veddy Veddy Southampton McCombers are adding the spice of adventure to their ever-enduring romance by a safari to what is known as Darkest Africa. The beautiful Margot and the stalwart Francis, completely outfitted by Abercrombie Fitch and Helena Rubinstein, have sailed for Nairobi, where they will be met by Robert Wilson, professional big game hunter, who pursues old Simba the lion for the international sporting set. Good hunting, Francis. Good girl, Margot. Good luck, Robert Wilson.
Wilson?
Yes?
Mind if I join you?
No, not at all.
Mr. McComber's sleeping like a top, but every time I close my eyes, some blasted animal lets out a hoot or a howl.
The African night's pretty noisy.
What was that?
Lion.
Big one?
Oh, it might be.
Close?
No.
Do they ever attack a camp?
Sometimes, not often.
I think I could use a drink.
Well, there's a bottle there on the table.
Will you join me?
All right.
I guess you think I'm pretty silly asking all these questions, but this is my first experience at big game hunting.
Well, answering questions is part of the job you're paying me for.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Here's how.
Here's how.
Do you like being a professional hunter, Wilson?
Oh, it's a living.
My wife considers you quite a romantic character. What do you think of that?
What am I supposed to think?
How about a refill?
No. No, thanks.
Well, then, I'll have to drink solo. Margot's never thought that I was romantic. She's always saying that she's fed up and she's going to leave me. But she won't. And you know why?
I'm really not interested in knowing, McComber.
All right, then I'll tell you. Money. She's beautiful, but not beautiful enough to leave me and better herself.
You better go to bed, McComber.
What?
I said you better go to bed. 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm not hunting lion tomorrow morning with you walking behind me with a hangover pointing a loaded gun in my back.
I wish that blasted thing would shut up. It sets my nerves on edge.
Well, maybe you'd rather forget the lion hunt.
No. Look here. If you think I'm afraid...
Now, there's no shame in being afraid.
I'm not afraid.
All right.
I'm going after a lion tomorrow morning.
All right.
Good night, Wilson.
Good night, McComber.
Morning.
Good morning, McComber. Well, sit down. Your breakfast's ready.
This is a crazy hour to start off on a lion hunt. It's pitch dark.
It'd be light by the time you've eaten, and we're up where the lion is. Get some sleep.
Come. That thing kept up his howling the whole night.
He sounds like an old-timer. You hear that cough at the end? Here, have some kippers.
You think it's close?
Oh, a mile or so upstream.
Funny that a roar would carry a mile. Sounds as though we were right here in camp.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? But lion's noise carries a long way. Have some coffee?
No, thanks. If I get a shot at him...
Oh, you'll get a shot at him. I'll see to that. That's what you hired me for.
So where should I hit him to stop him?
In the shoulders. In the neck, if you can make it. Shoot for the bone. Break him down.
I see. I hope I can place it properly.
Oh, just take your time. Make sure. The first bullet in is the one that counts.
What range will it be, do you think?
Oh, you can't tell. You know, the lion has something to say about how close you can get. wouldn't shoot unless he's close enough to make sure.
Oh, no. No, but I imagine that 100 yards or a little more would be about right, wouldn't it?
Well, yes. Yes, I guess 100 would do. Might have to take him a bit under. 100's a decent range. You can hit him wherever you want at that. I wouldn't shoot it much over that, though.
Well, look, we'll...
Oh, look, here comes Mrs. McComber.
Good morning.
Good morning, Miss McComber.
Hello, Margot.
Well, are we going after that lion?
As soon as you go after that breakfast. How are you feeling?
Marvelous, Mr. Wilson. I'm really very excited.
Well, I'll just go and see if the car and guns are ready. He's a noisy fellow, isn't he? I'll put a stop to that.
Breakfast in darkest Africa by lantern. Then off to slaughter the king of beasts. You look very picturesque. Like you were going to a costume ball as Martin Johnson. What's the matter, Francis?
Nothing.
Tell me, don't you feel well?
It's that infernal roaring. It's been going on all night, you know.
Why didn't you wake me? I'd love to have heard it.
I've got to kill the blasted thing.
Well, that's what you're here for, isn't it?
Yes. But hearing the thing roar gets on my nerves.
Well, then, as Wilson just said, kill him and stop his roaring.
Yes, darling. Sounds easy, doesn't it?
Oh, you'll kill him marvelously. I know you will. I'm awfully anxious to see it. He sounds almost here, doesn't he?
Good Lord, how I hate that infernal noise.
Well, here comes Wilson. He looks very capable and murderous, doesn't he? Nice.
We can start any time now. Your gun bearer has your Springfield and the big gun, McComber. Everything's in the car. Do you have solids to load with?
Yes.
All ready, Mrs. McComber?
Ready, Mr. Wilson.
McComber?
Ready.
All right. Now let's find that devil and make him stop his racket. Got to be along the stream somewhere. He's eaten all he wanted, and he left his kill back of those bushes yonder.
What makes you think he came this way?
He'd be thirsty, McComber. Have to come to this stream for a drink before he goes to lay up and sleep.
Do they always come to this stream?
Hold it. Stop the motor. There's your lion.
Where?
Ahead and to the right. Get out and take him. He's a marvelous lion.
How far is he?
About 75 yards. Now we're downwind. Get out and take him.
Why not shoot from where I am?
You don't shoot them from cars. Now get out. You're not going to stay there all day. Go on.
All right.
Quiet. Hurry. Good, Francis. Stay on the shoulder and I'll study. Take a deep breath and hold steady.
Well, shoot.
And this, why don't you shoot? Are your gun still on safety, McComber? Take it off safety. Hurry up. He's seen us and he's moving. Keep his shoulder in your sights and squeeze. Come on, McComber. Shoot.
In just a moment, we'll return with Act Two of The Short Happy Life of Francis McComber, starring Mr. James Stewart. To help you. Now, here is the second act of The Short Happy Life of Francis McComber, starring Mr. James Stewart as Wilson.
Africa isn't so bad. Not if your equipment's good. You can see now why I recommended this dining tent with a double fly. It keeps the sun from burning through. How did you like your lunch, Miss McComber?
Very nice, Wilson.
Anybody want a drink?
I think I'd like a gimlet.
I'll have a gimlet too, Francis. After this morning, I need something.
I suppose it's the thing to do. Will you tell the boy to make 3 gimlets, Wilson?
Well, he understands a bit of English. He heard you, and he's already started them.
Oh.
Oh, they all listen when you speak, darling. Aren't you the mighty hunter?
Oh, stop it, Margot.
Why? When you made your triumphal entry into camp on the shoulders of the beaters, the skinners, and the porters, it was most impressive. They always do that when the lion is killed, Mr. Wilson.
Almost always. If it's a well-run safari, they're glad to be rid of the lion, and they're in hopes of getting a gift from the hunter.
Oh, what had I ought to give them?
A quid would be plenty. Don't want to spoil them. Oh, well, here's a drink. Mrs. McComber.
Thank you.
McComber.
Thanks.
Well, here's to your lion. You got him, and he's a fine one.
Here's to the lion. And I can't ever thank you for what you did.
Let's not talk about the lion. Let's talk about anything and everything but the lion.
Oh, just as you say.
It's been a very strange day. And you ought to put your hat on even under this canvas, Noon. You told me that, Wilson.
Mm-hmm. I might put it on.
You know, you have a very red face.
Probably drink.
I don't think so. Francis drinks a great deal. But his face is never red.
Well, it's certainly red today.
No. It's mine that's red today, Francis. But Mr. Wilson's is always red.
Must be racial.
No, I...
I say, you wouldn't like to drop my beauty as a topic, would you?
Well, I just started on it.
Well, let's chuck it.
Conversation's going to be so difficult.
Don't be silly, Margot.
No reason why it should be difficult, Miss McComber. Your husband got a fine lion.
I asked you not to talk about the lion. Oh, I wish it hadn't happened. I wish it hadn't happened.
Margot.
Oh, women are easily upset. It amounts to nothing. You strain on the nerves, one thing and another.
No. It's more than that, and you know it. It's that blasted lion. I bolted away from him like a rabbit.
Now, look, McComber.
It was bad enough that my two shots only winged him. I was so scared, my hands nearly dropped the gun.
A man's first lion...
What she'll never forget is that when I followed you into the bushes to finish him off, the lion gave one roar and I ran away from him like a rabbit.
Forget it. Forget the whole thing. There's nothing to it anyway.
You don't know Margot. She'll remind me of it the rest of my life. That'll be bad enough, but... But look, this doesn't have to go any further. Does it?
Oh, don't worry about me talking. I have a living to make. You know, in Africa, no woman ever misses her lion, and no white man ever bolts.
I bolted. I bolted like a rabbit.
That's over now. Let's forget it. Forget about it. I'll tell you what. This afternoon, we'll go out after eland. We could use one for dinner, and then tomorrow, after a good night's rest, we'll try for buffalo. The place I know where they feed early in the morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Lovely night.
Yes.
It's hot in our sleeping tent. I thought I'd come out for a breath of air.
Uh-huh.
I smelled your pipe, so I said to myself, why don't I go out and talk to this beautiful red-faced Mr. Wilson?
Always glad of company, Mrs. McComber.
Margot.
Won't you sit down, Mrs. McComber?
You're very stubborn, aren't you?
A family trait.
Self-sufficient in your masculine...
No, not entirely. How's Mr. McComber?
He's asleep.
Oh?
Or pretending to be. He's pretending to be asleep so he won't have to accuse me of having a rendezvous with you out here in the moonlight.
Don't you think you're being a little cruel?
Oh, Francis has always been a coward. Even if we were, he wouldn't dare say anything about it. He never has before.
That might not be cowardice, you know. It could be that he just didn't care.
Not a very nice thing to say.
Saying nice things isn't in my contract.
And after all the romantic stories I've heard about you?
Well, you can make a complaint to the authorities of Nairobi.
Oh, yes, you're a lion killer by trade, Arthur.
That's right.
You must be very impressive killing anything.
Thank you.
You do kill anything.
Anything.
You think I'm beautiful, Wilson?
Does it matter what I think?
Other men have thought so. Once they paid me $5,000 to endorse a beauty cream, I never had used it.
No doubt the sales shot up enormously.
What do you think of me, Wilson? What do you really think?
You want the truth? Personally, I don't believe you do. I don't think anybody's ever been truthful with you.
Perhaps. Why don't you tell me what you truthfully think of me?
All right. I think that you belong to the race of the hardest, the most predatory, the most attractive women in the world.
And the poor devils you marry, like Macomber, get soft and finally go to pieces as you constantly grind them with the hard enamel of your female cruelty. Well, if one of your men steps out of line, you consign him to a living hell for the rest of his life.
Long speech, Mr. Wells.
Long speech, yeah. And I could go on. I can
I'm glad you find me attractive, you said that to now. You like my hair, Wilson? Wouldn't you like to touch my hair, Wilson?
I can think of a word for you.
My eyes. You like my eyes?
And you really are, you know.
My lips. Would you like to kiss me? I think I'd love to be kissed by you. You're so ruthless. You kill so beautifully. And you kiss so divinely.
In a moment, we'll return to Mr. James Stewart in Act Three of The Short Happy Life of Francis Macomber. Now the third act of The Short Happy Life of Francis Macomber, starring Mr. James Stewart.
Coffee, Miss Macomber?
No more, thank you, Wilson.
Macomber?
No.
Well, that leaves me, and I will.
You have a remarkably steady hand for a man who didn't get much sleep.
Oh, I don't see why you say that. I slept very well.
My wife didn't. She was out until 3 o'clock, breathing.
Oh.
That's what she told me when she came in.
My husband doesn't approve of my being out in the night air. He's afraid of the night air just as much as he's afraid of lions. So we'll say no more about either one, shall we, darling?
You can always push the knife in a little deeper, can't you?
Why, Francis, whatever are you talking about? Do you think we'll find any buffalo this morning, Wilson?
Not a chance of it. Look, it'll be a pretty rough trip, steering around chuck holes, bouncing over hummocks. Why don't you stay in camp?
I wouldn't miss it for anything.
I think you'd better order her to stay, Macomber.
Under the circumstances, why don't you order her?
Oh, let's not have any ordering or any silliness, Francis.
Or better still, maybe you'd both like to stay in camp together and let me go out and hunt buffalo.
I wouldn't talk rot, Macomber.
I'm not talking rot. I'm disgusted.
Bad word, disgusted. You... Well, if we're going to hunt this morning, I'll go and see about the gun.
Darling.
Shut up.
If you make a scene, I'll leave you.
No, you won't.
Try it and see.
You think I'll stand for anything, don't you?
Why, of course you will, too.
I hate that red-faced swine. I loathe the sight of him.
He's really very nice.
Oh, shut up. Shut up!
Darling, won't you please try to remember the mess boy understands English? Now, come along. Mr. Wilson is waiting for us.
This is the place I had in mind. There's a swamp over that way where the buffalo herd stays at night. They come here to feed. I thought maybe we'd get a shot at the stragglers.
What's that over there, Wilson? That big cow he's in?
That's an eland. We had one last night for dinner.
Did you shoot it, Francis?
Yes.
Oh, then they're not dangerous, are they?
Only if they fall on you.
I'm so glad.
Hey. Hey, I was right. There's the buffalo. Three old bulls.
They see us. They're starting to run.
We'll cut them off before they get to the swamp.
What about the bears?
They'll catch up with us. Hang on.
Wilson, look out. You'll smash us up.
I know my driving, Miss Macomber.
We're coming up on them. The range isn't over 100 yards. I'm trying a shot.
Not from the car, you fool. Hold it. All right. All right, come on. Come on, hit the dirt. I'll take the big fella. Get your shot forward into the shoulder. Come on, come on, come on. Shoot. Nice shooting, Macomber. Two down.
Shall I try for the third?
No, no. He's out of range. Come on, come on. Jump in the car. We'll chase him.
How many times did you shoot?
Three. You got the first bull yourself. I helped you finish off the other. Afraid he might get into cover. You had him killed, all right? I'm just mopping up. All right. Let's see you get this one. You're broadside, so Take him in the neck just behind the ear. Hurry it along now. He's head for the brush. Come on. Good enough. That does it, McComber.
You know, I feel good.
Oh, you should. I never saw a better shooting.
I feel like a drink.
You deserve one. Come on. I've got a flask in the car.
Well, how did you like it, Margot?
You were marvelous, darling. What a ride.
It was a little rough, wasn't it?
It was frightful.
Maybe you need a drink, too. You have to drink out of the flask.
No, I have a dreadful headache.
McComber?
Thanks. Well, here's to the buffalo.
I didn't know you were allowed to chase them with cars.
Well, we wouldn't ordinarily. It seems sporting enough to me, though, while we were doing it. Taking the chance of racing across a plain full of holes, the buffalo could have charged us any time we shot. It's illegal, if that's what you mean.
What would they happen if they heard about it in Nairobi?
I'd lose my license. Be out of business.
Really?
Yes, really.
Well, now she has something on you. Drink.
Thanks.
You have such a pretty way of putting things, Francis.
Now, here comes one of the gun bearers. Doesn't look too happy. Excuse me, I'll see what he wants.
You look very silly, Francis, standing there with that foolish smile on your face.
You can say anything you like, Margot, but you can't spoil this for me. I feel absolutely different, like a dam that bursts inside of me. I don't think I'll ever be afraid of anything or anyone again. What's up, Wilson?
Bad luck. That first poor buff wasn't dead. Got him in one end of the brush.
Well, what do we do now?
We'll go in after him and finish him off. Get in the car. We'll drive up. Chances are the brute's dead. We'll just have to make sure.
You know, Wilson, I'd like to try for another lion. I'm not afraid of him now. After all, what can they do to him?
That's right. That's it. Worst one can do is kill you. How's that bit of Shakespeare go? Let's see if I can remember. By my troth, I care not. A man can die but once.
That's
something like that.
That's it exactly, Wilson.
You're talking rot, Francis.
Am I?
Just because you shot some buffalo, you talk like a hero.
Worried, Margot?
You've gotten awfully brave, awfully sudden.
You know I have. I really have.
Isn't it sort of late?
Not for me. Not too late for a lot of things I've always wanted to do but never had the nerve.
I hate you when you talk like that. I loathe
and
you.
And I don't care, Margot. You hear? I don't care at all.
Now, here's where the buff went in. You better take that Springfield and leave the man liquor here in the car.
All right, let's go, Wilson.
Here's the blood spore. Now remember, a buff comes with his head high. So you shoot right into the nose.
I see.
The only other shot's into the shoulder. And don't try anything fancy.
There he is, Wilson. Right ahead.
Yeah, right. Plenty of fight in him, too.
He's going to charge.
Hold your ground. I'll move out for the shoulder shot. Here he comes. Aim for the nose. Aim for the nose, McComber. Too high. You got him. Nice shooting, McComber. McComber.
Francis. Francis, darling. I was trying to save him. I shot at the buffalo. I thought he was going to kill him. I aimed for the buffalo when he flew. Francis, darling.
Not much use in talking to a man who's been shot in the back with a Mannlicher rifle, McComber. But give me that gun.
I shot at the buffalo. I was trying to save Francis. You know that, don't you?
Yes. Very pretty shooting, McComber. For an amateur. And you know something? He would have left you, too.
Stop it.
Of course it was an accident. I know that.
Stop it.
Don't worry. There'll be a certain amount of unpleasantness, but I'll take some photographs for the inquest. And then the testimony of the gun bearers will be perfectly all right.
Stop it!
I'll have to send a truck over to the lake to wireless a plane, take the three of us back to Nairobi. Why didn't you poison him? That's the way they do it in England.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop
it! Oh, I'm through now. I'm just a little angry. I've begun to like your husband.
Oh, please. Stop it. Please. Please stop.
Oh, that's better. Please is so much better, Mrs. McComber. Yes. Yes, now I'll stop.
Mr. Stewart will return in a moment to tell us about next week's program. At 4 o'clock. Now here is James Stewart.
I'd just like to say my thanks to our cast, Buddy Lou Gerson, who played Margot, Ted Osborne, who was Francis. They were wonderful. Next week, one of the Prudential family will be here to do a memorable play, The Night Must Fall. So don't miss it. The star will be Kirk Douglas. Thank you, and good afternoon.
James Stewart is currently being seen in the MGM picture The Stratton Story. Today's story was adapted by Charles Caswell, music arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Don't forget, next Sunday our star will be Kirk Douglas. And so until next week, this is Frank Goss saying good afternoon for the Prudential Family Hour of Stars. Dana Andrews, Kirk Douglas, Irene Dunn, James Stewart, Jane Wyman, and Loretta Young. And for the Prudential Insurance Company of America, the company with the strength of Gibraltar. This is CBS, Columbia Broadcasting System.